on Kanye.
It's Michael Jackson.
Also, is Michael Jackson over there?
He's there. How can he be there?
Oh. Can I not film in here?
Yeah, but you need permission to do certain things.
Oh, I need to. Yeah, I need permission to.
Exactly. You need permission.
Oh, who do I get permission from?
What?
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? Are you ready for another English lesson at a hotel? If this is your first time at the channel, my name is Brent, and this is a hotel English lesson in New York City. This is my hotel right here. And if you've ever seen one of these lessons, I challenge myself. I have to keep teaching English. I can't stop recording for any reason until I reach my hotel room. That might be a little tricky this time. One more shot at New York City.
Is Michael Jackson
also, is Michael Jackson over there?
He's there. How can he be there?
Oh, I'm staying in the theater district, and I guess there's a Michael Jackson play over there.
The new show, Broadway show.
Oh, okay. Are you tourists here in New York?
No, we are.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, so there were a lot of people screaming before I started recording, and I think that's what it is. A Broadway show just ended, and sometimes the stars of that show go out and sign autographs. So I think that's what's happening. I'm not sure if you can see all the people. Well, let's go into my hotel. I am going to try to teach an English lesson, but I might have to stop the lesson just because it's so hard to get to my room. The elevator takes a long time. Let's see. Oh, there's more screaming out there. Let me see if I can not use the elevator. I think you need to use the elevator. Hello. What's that? Oh, this is a YouTube lesson. I teach English on YouTube. Can I not film in here?
Yeah, but you need permission to do certain things.
Oh, I need to. Yeah, I need permission to.
Exactly. You need permission.
Oh, who do I get permission from?
Well, from the manager.
Oh, okay.
You need permission to do certain things.
Oh, okay. This is a first.
Right?
Oh, I'm just telling my audience this is a first. I've never been stopped.
Okay. You can walk out.
Yes, sir. I am staying here as a guest, though.
Oh, you stay here?
Yes, sir. I have my...
If you stay here, you're fine.
Oh, okay.
If you stay here, you're fine.
Okay.
Yes, if you stay here, you're fine. Oh, okay.
I'm in 2708, I think.
Just walk in.
Oh, no. It's okay. But this is...
Okay, if you stay here, you can take pictures and do whatever.
Okay.
So
this is good. This is good. People will like to see me almost getting kicked out, though. Thank you very much. Oh, that was fun. I almost got kicked out. Which I was hoping would happen one time while I was filming one of these lessons. So why don't I, because there are a lot of floors here and there are only three elevators. Why don't I jump on the elevator? I will stop recording and then we will go down. Oh, I don't think I'm on an elevator. I'm on an elevator, but I don't think. I think we need our hotel lobby. Look at all the floors. I'm going to try to not stop recording, but I probably will have to.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, and I have the elevator to myself. This might work, but you need your hotel key, which is the only reason that guy let me come in. You need to put your key there because if you saw, the street is super busy and a lot of people. I haven't been here before. But a lot of people would come in off the street and just use the bathroom. This is New York City. It's very busy. Bathrooms are hard to come by on the streets of New York. If something is hard to come by, you really can't find one. Ooh. But if you want to do your laundry, they do have a laundry, we might call it a laundromat. It's open 24 hours. All right, and it looks like it's very simple. Let me put my wallet here. It looks very simple. Get rid of this key. It's just, we might call this a bill change machine. I don't know, that might be. Okay, that's the washer. And that's the dryer. So if you need to, like if you only have really big bills, like a $20 bill, looks like you could probably put your $20 bill in here and get smaller bills, maybe like a $1 or a $5. It costs $4 to do your laundry here in New York City. Now let's see what else they have. Let's check out a hotel bathroom in New York City. Doesn't sound like anybody's in here. Pretty basic. I am paying $200 a night here. $200 a night. Okay, the gym is right here. Or you might hear it called the fitness center. You have your pretty basic equipment here for a fitness center. Might call these barbells. Right? No, dumbbells. Sorry. Dumbbells. It's been a long time since I worked out, but these are dumbbells. And everything is in pounds here in the United States, and that is 25 pounds. I don't see any barbells here. Those are longer, and you usually need two hands to lift a barbell. Looks like they have a water machine. Treadmill. But it's out of order. It's not working for some reason. I don't even know if they have a pool here or not. Ooh, look at this. Fancy art. Fancy art. And that looks like it's it. I guess there isn't a pool here in this hotel. All right, I may have to stop recording here because my hotel room is on the 28th floor. I'm sure there will be other people trying to get on the elevator, but we'll see. If I stop recording, it's because there are too many people in the elevator and it's probably going to be too boring. Oh, sounds like somebody's over there. Oh, maybe there are. I think that says, like, it says car, but I think it stands for carriage. That might be just for hotel employees. Yeah, it's taking a long time for me to get a carriage. Carriage 3. See that? So why don't I pause it here? Because I don't want this lesson to be too boring. We almost saw Michael Jackson, and we almost got kicked out of the hotel, but it could get a little boring here if we are just waiting for an elevator, and all you hear me talking about is nothing. So I'll see you when I get to my floor. How about that? I got an empty elevator somehow. 28th floor, maybe? Oh. HL stands for hotel lobby. Somebody is getting on, so I'll stop recording. A lot of tourists in New York, and guess what? I am on the elevator with a couple from Austria.
Okay. Austria, yes.
German.
Salzburg.
Salzburg?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me know in the comments if you're from Salzburg. Auf Wiedersehen. Don't forget that luggage.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
See you later. Oh, they're nice. They're on floor 23. I'm on floor 28. So I don't think there are a lot of people who watch this YouTube channel from Austria. So if you do, let me know, but probably not. Hand sanitizer. So I am up really high. I didn't even know this was here. I did not know this was here, but I believe. Let me know. What is that building right there? Does anybody know? It's the Empire State Building. Yeah. All right, cool. I really didn't know that was there. My room doesn't have a view like that. What is this? It just looks like a place to keep dirty linens, we might say. Linens are pillowcases, bed sheets. I will show you what those are in the room. Wait, hang on, let's see. Ice machine here. Gotta have ice here. Refuse. That's a fancy word for trash in English. Refuse. All right, what does $200 a night get you in New York City? I am filming this in February. So the room is actually pretty big for New York City. Let's check out the bathroom. Not too bad. One thing I noticed is they gave us a lot of shampoo and a lot of conditioner. So shampoo in English cleans your hair, and then you put in conditioner after. I don't have hardly any hair, so I don't know a lot about conditioner, but I think it makes your hair healthy. I don't use conditioner, I just use shampoo. Interesting about this bathtub though, there isn't a bathtub, just the shower. Most hotel rooms in the United States will have a tub. So the water doesn't flow out of the shower. This does not. So when you take a shower, that's the shower head right there. When you take a shower, we might call this a shower wand. A shower wand. So when you're taking your shower, you need to make sure you don't get water all over the floor. I need to be careful. Hopefully I won't be too messy in the shower. I'll leave this open for a light. We were talking about pillowcases and pillow and bed sheets. So you know, this is a pillow. You put your head on a pillow when you sleep. But a pillowcase is easily removed and washed. So I'm hoping the people who stayed here last night, this is not the pillowcase they used. I'm sure these are fresh pillowcases. That's another way to say like clean pillowcases. Coffee. coffee machine. I know there are a lot of people who watch this channel who are coffee drinkers. Ooh, I made a video about getting coffee. I will leave a link to that at the end of this one. Okay, you ready for the view? There's a little peek. Not the whole thing, just a little peek. You get a little glimpse. All right, let's see the whole thing now. I need to move aside these curtains. Can you see any people? Way down there? Way down there? Yeah, so, I didn't take a look at this before. There are actually water towers. I don't know if you can see, there are 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe I will put an arrow, but there are water towers on top of the buildings. So it's just like a place to keep extra water in case there's a shortage of water. The city runs out of water. Some of those buildings will have extra water in case of an emergency. Ooh. Looks like there might be gardens on top of those buildings. All right, well, I will be making plenty of other English lessons here in New York City, but if you are looking for more English, take a look right up there. I asked other Americans how they take their coffee. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time.